night's fair tonight. Along the Wabash, from the fields, there comes the breath of new mown hay. Through the sycamore, the candlelights are gleaming on the banks of the Wabash for.
Blonde once, dear. She drove me to drink. That's the one thing I'm indebted to her for.
I know a lot of people. In this business, it's hard to avoid. But there's very few in my life for whom I reserve the term friend. I count them on one hand. And I lost one this week. Robert James Bridge. Jim, to everyone who knew him. He's been my friend for over 40 years. We met at the Railway Club when he was the doorman, long before the famous Stan. We worked on a TV show together, Amazing Powers, and spent many Halloweens and New Year's Eves together. He loves science fiction and horror movies, so much so that he made his own monster costumes, and not just half-assed thrown-together stuff. These were good. So good that the Ridge Theater used to hire him to wear his alien costume when they played the movie and walk up and down the aisle to scare the piss out of the audience. He worked as a special effects sculptor for the film industry for nearly 20 years. If you watch the first ever episode, the pilot episode of The X-Files, there's a scene where they're exhuming a coffin and it pops open and an alien corpse falls out of it. That's Jim's. I still remember him showing me. There's my corpse! There's my corpse! Oh God, he loved it. was a painter. His work used to decorate the walls of the railway club. Remember those plywood cutouts of 1940s characters, the female singer and the zoot suit guy? They used to be on the doors of the restrooms. Those were Jim's. He also really liked painting oversized portraits of some of the great film noir stars like Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall, Charles Boyer, Kirk Douglas, Victor Mature, and many others. He was really a truly solid friend, too. When my first marriage ended and I found myself homeless, it was Jim who took me in and let me stay with him till I got back on my feet. He was found on Tuesday by his daughter Meg, who got the landlord to let her in when he wasn't answering her calls. His lifeless body was sitting in his favorite chair. He went out doing what he loved best, watching movies. Now, there's so much more I could say about him. But I'd rather just play some of the music that reminds me of those great times. So this next hour is for you, Jim. Rest in peace, pal.
I said, come on, baby. Let's talk about the star, looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about the girl, talk about the boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you'd like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, are you gonna make a dream come true?
By the name of Lafong, Carl Lafong, capital L, small a, capital F, small o, small n, small g, Lafong, Carl Lafong.
No, I don't know Carl Lafong, capital L, small a, capital F, small o, small n, small g. And if I did know Carl Lafong, I wouldn't admit it.
Well,
come on, little mama, daddy, daddy, daddy. Yeah, I'll be back, baby. Turn my way, I'll turn
swinging my lasso way up toward the sky, hoping my loop lands on a star. I'm casting my lasso way up there on high, hoping it reaches that far. I'm going to keep on trying till I find my rainbow's end. I know it's somewhere hiding just around the bend. Someday I'll be riding that new range by and by. I'm casting my lasso toward the sky.
Head caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill! Kill! Filthy bastard commies! I hate them, I hate them!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Certainly I love you.
Don't you strike that child.
Well, he's not going to tell me I don't love him.
Between the red and white corpuscles. Now then, baboons, what is a corpuscle?
That's easy. First as a captain, then as a lieutenant, then as a corpuscle.
We'll be right back.
on the dress I bought her and the perfume she knows and loves. A glance in my direction and then she's gone. She never said no, you can't come back. There's nothing left for you to say. No, you can't come back. There's nothing left for you to say. If only we both were braver, then maybe we'd face the fact. I tell her what I meant, she turned her back. She'd never say no.
People living on this, people living on it. Remember, you're fighting for this woman's honor, which is probably more than she ever did.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro. And soon I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, the dance of love.
Now was it the moon?
No, no. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride-to-be, and we're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up a big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, the dance of love.
Now is it the moon?
No, no, the bossa nova. No, no, the bossa nova. Yeah, yeah, the bossa nova.
Dance of love.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from the Mills Brothers, Slade, Devo, Captain Sensible, The Cramps, Slim Whitman, Cab Calloway, David Bowie, Iggy and the Stooges, The Modernettes, The Shades, Los Populeros, I Brain Eater, The Enigmas, OMD, Edie Gourmet, and the band of the Coldstream Guards. And our theme music is by Ry Cooter. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. And keep your dial set on CITR. Bepi Crespin is coming up at 2 o'clock, and as he's always been since 1987, our very own star in the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. And we'll be back next week with Fun Drive right here on the Eclectic Lunch. We now return you to regular programming. We'll be right back.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
Hi-ya! You're listening to C... I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby. No, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.